lost tonight.
An art to be stamped out!
This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Well, this is how long it's been since I've been on here. I've got some weird fucking sky, like, background going on. I don't know what the fuck that is or why that's there.
I was about to say, that's a rather funky background you've got there chewing up your CPU.
Now I'm going to have to spend 5 minutes trying to work out fucking Skype to get rid of it.
I don't know why people have got such a down on Skype. It works fine.
Well, I've got a down on it simply because I don't use it. Therefore, it's scary and strange.
Right, okay. Bit like cat. Oh, look at that. Bloody hell.
I just woke up. Fucking hell, eh?
Can you hear me now?
Hear me now. Yes, we can.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Hear me now, mother.
Well, I'm not even going to try and do that.
Okay, I'm out in Studio C. The garage is full of shite, so this is parked in the driveway. So if the connection's bad, it's Dagen's fault.
Obviously.
What? Why blaming on me, you fucking miserable bastard?
Because you're Welsh.
Well, only half Welsh. But half Welsh, all sex. Right, kids? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Right. I thought we'd have a different sort of intro, actually. I was thinking... fantastic one. Now, as much as there are sort of certain questions over what Michael Jackson may or may not have got up to in Graceland, it cannot be denied that he was not a great singer and songwriter. So I thought we'd have a bit of this to start the show with. Love the bass line. It's good, isn't it? Iconic.
It's delightful.
Oh, yeah. That's just amazing. Take it away, Michael.
She was born like a bearded queen. I know the scene. I said, oh, mama, but you'll be...
Hey, who swapped the cassette with Adolf Hitler? Fucking cheeky.
She's the one who would dance on the floor in the round.
Right, okay, look. We have enough criticism levelled at us without having bloody Adolf Hitler singing a paedophile song. Fucking hell. Right, I'm in a bad mood now. This is strangetimeshow.com. I'm grumpy. yes, and that delightful little child's voice is Kat Sorens.
Yeah, it's gone, mate.
It is very much going, and kicking against the pricks from north of Watford, it's Mr. Dom Risk.
Yeah, I don't want to put a down on, but I'm watching Sky News and the start of World War III. But apart from that, let's have a comedy show!
Oh, what? You mean news? And ringing in the news that, special guest star, live and direct from his pants, it's Mr. Stuart Buckland.
Hello, everyone. Just here to bring up the Australian level to even on this podcast, because that's really what's required. Too much bloody British on here.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. All right?
Well, is that segment one?
Davian, I understand where it's coming from. I'm 6'6", by the way. How tall are you, Davian?
What, lying down or standing up?
Standing up, my friend.
I'd love to meet you and discover that you're not really 6'6", but I'm 6'2". The reason I say this is because everyone says they're 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", and then I meet them, and I'm just like tipping the scales at 6'2", and the fuckers are barely taller than me. So when we have our Manchester meet, which we need to discuss later because we've got my mate, Eyeball Paul, Paul from Manchester, probably be meeting up with him. And
you'll be facing the other way.
Probably in a bag of gack.
The point I was trying to make is Stuart saying they're trying to even it up between the British and the colonies. Our total height is about 12 foot, so unless Stuart is 8 foot, no cats and midget, It's not even.
You're not allowed to say midget anymore. You can say dwarf cunt, but you can't say midget. All right.
I've got a theory about that, actually. Why are you Brits, you people, so tall? Like, I wonder if it's something to do with the fact that, you know, in Australia we don't need to be tall. Like, you know how plants, when they need to get up and reach the sunlight, they grow really tall?
Plants.
We get plenty of sunlight.
Plants.
What did I say?
Oh, plants. Sorry. Go on.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking
he added an R in that word.
Yeah.
Thank you for completely interrupting my momentum for that. So we're in full sunlight. We don't need to reach up. But you're 6'2", because you're in London. You probably get a touch more sun than Manchester, is it?
Manchester, yes. Home of Factory Records. I mean, a 10-foot deep, a 10-mile deep, 10 deep mile, 10, fucking hell. A big dark cave. A big dark cave gets more sunlight than Manchester.
On second thoughts, you were right to interrupt me. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. So, interruption, it's the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you.
Would you like an answer?
Oh, go on then.
What was the question?
Foot two.
It's so fucking short. I would say it's probably because we've had good diets for 400 or 500 years, and all Australians are derived from thieving little toe rugs, and they all tend to be slight. So it's genetics, my friend. That's all.
Genetics and athletes have a big body to counterbalance the massive penises.
All right, well, Kat, I don't know. You haven't got your video on, but do we need a chodoff on here? Or?
A chodoff. And welcome to the first international chodoff. All right, chodoff. Yeah. With special guest Nigel Farage.
I'll be asking Davians for cheese, so.
Can you imagine?
I am now. I had mine grated last week, actually, so it should be fairly cheese-free.
It's not great, it's average.
It's average, yeah, and it's also cheese strips, like proper cheese.
No, it's Dairy Lee. I dip it in Dairy Lee and then sort of like dust it with Wotsits.
And for those listening at home, Dairy Lee is the name of a cow.
Yes, indeed. Do you have Dairy Lee in Australia?
We have Daryl Lee.
Well, Daryl. Oh,
Daryl Lee.
He's just a guy who works at the shop who just does some off the back of the truck chocolates.
Oh,
you mean see Daryl?
Chocolates up the back. We like that. So are you not eating any Devon? Oh, what?
Can I ask you a question about that song at the start?
Yeah.
Did you find that somewhere, or did you get some Adolf AI and make that?
No, I just found it on YouTube.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like... that doesn't sound like David at all.
No.
You did make a kind of involved podcast once.
I'm not big on the AI thing, though, taking the place of creativity decisions and things and stuff.
I like the voices. I like the Johnny Cash singing Eminem and shit like that. They're quite clever.
Although, I still think that this is the best intro ever.
I'm coming for you, boy. And I'm coming hard. I don't care. You come in my face.
Because I'm going to stretch his ass like it's never been stretched before.
That's just absolute genius. Anyway, should we do the show now?
Before we start the show,
fucking hell.
I have to do an apology because
11 years too late, mate.
No, not 11. I made some comments earlier on, probably about, I don't know, 6 months ago, saying that the Israeli government was genocidal maniacs, and I think they've just proven me wrong. They've gone above and beyond to protect civilians and innocent life. And, yeah, well, I was completely wrong to say that. I was just fucking maniac. So, I'm really sorry. Really, really sorry. But they aren't cunts at all. Yeah, that's my apology.
Okay. Can we frame that?
Yeah.
Can you clip that up and send it to Mr. Netanyahu?
He said that so beautifully as well. Listen, I think we're being... I think we need to afford more love and touchy-feeliness to our special guest, frankly. It's been a long time since we've had Captain Buckers of Buckland on the show. And what have you been up to, sir? How's it going running your 50 simultaneous podcasts and your burgeoning career as a media god?
That's kind of half-half at the moment, to be honest. I've got a proper day job at the moment.
Uh-oh.
I'm doing that, trying to stay sane, and doing the podcast stuff around it rather than it being my full-time job like it was once. good, thank you, yes.
Excellent.
I've only got four podcasts on the boil at the moment.
Only four?
Yeah.
Lazy bastard.
I know.
I'm only listening to one of them at the moment. I have to admit, I'm afraid.
Well, can I help you with, like, a couple of... not sure of the Strange Times timeline. I don't know if this is coming out in a week or a month or what, but...
Who can tell?
A few episodes ago, you were talking about an episode of a podcast of mine you were listening to.
Yeah.
And you couldn't quite get the name. So for anyone who remembers that and gives a fuck, it's called Bit Weird But Fair Enough, I Guess. And it's a little disappointing that you didn't remember the name because you were on the fucking podcast.
In my head, it changed names when he went into the vehicular-based version rather than the studio-based.
Yes. Well, that's all okay then. But yes,
I like the way you're working. You're distracting from the road rage incidents where you try to murder somebody. I like the way you've diverted from that.
Well, yeah. So in a slightly meta kind of thing, that's clips from a different podcast altogether called What's the Go? And for a time there, it was Australia's premier car-based tangential sport podcast. So by tangential, we meant that we pretty much talked about anything but sport in most of the episodes. Anywho's, I've been doing a bit of freelance podcast work outside the day job and just launched a podcast this week. It's called 404 Brain Not Found. And it's about a founder and publisher, media guy here in Australia, who had a stroke at the age of 46.
Oh fuck!
And it's his journey trying to get back to kind of where he was, and it's highlighting the fact that I don't know what it's like in the UK there, but certainly in Australia, a lot of the services and also literature and so on about stroke are all kind of geared towards people who are 70, 80, etc. And there's not a lot of people kind of aware that you can have a stroke at any age and all that sort of thing. So it's his journey back to recovery. So if you like to hear about stroke, you could go and listen to that.
Well,
no, Davian.
It's something but being an old paranoid person, every time I get a slight twinge of a headache now, I'm thinking, oh, it's either a heart attack or a stroke. I think I will listen to it because now I am officially really old. I'm now closer to 60 than I am to 50, which is...
Here's the interesting thing about it, though.
Oh, go on, then. Go on.
For me, because I did the editing and so on, but I'm dealing, like, the host is someone who's had a stroke. And obviously most of the time when you edit a podcast, you're taking out all the ums and ahs and vocal stumbles and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But this guy's telling his story about recovering from stroke and getting speech therapy and relearning how to talk and all that sort of thing. So I couldn't have him sound like Matt Berry, smooth as you like. No ums and ahs and no stumbles. So, yeah, I had to leave all that stuff in. So yeah, it's might be a bit of a hard listen sometimes. When I say people do that when they edit podcasts, other people other than you, Davian, obviously.
Right.
Yeah, you don't.
Never have a problem. So you mean it's going to sound like this, which is fine?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Possibly with less use of the word cunt.
Marginally, yeah.
Marginally. Oh, cat, we've got competition. Fucking hell.
I agree. Bloody hell. Can I ask you a question? It's speaking of tangents. I was watching the kicky ball today, which was depressing. And my uncle Don that I was watching it with at his house, not my house, never my house, was some sort of Australian channel. I can't remember what it's called, Optima or something like that. And every time there's an advert break, there's some sort of, it's like really depressed fucking 25-year-old saying, oh, I got rid of all the mirrors in my house and I didn't like them. And I wouldn't go out with my friends. And then they went to this clinic and they grew my hair back.
I know what you're talking about. What? Because, yeah, so you're watching an Australian feed of something?
Yes, United, Man United playing.
Man United.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I think that's some sort of hair regrowth company where, I don't know, they take it off your ass and nail it to your head or something, whatever they do. I don't really know how they do it.
It's just the advert is like, it's like the most depressed, like, 25-year-old who's got a full head of hair. He's like, I don't want to, I took the mirrors down. I won't even leave my own house. I won't go out with my friends. But now I'm okay because I've run this clinic and they grew my hair back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got pubes like the top of my head.
And he did have curly hair. I was just wondering if what are things like that? Because the only other one that seems to come up are blue steel boots for tradies.
Yeah. That's pretty much the sport advertising we got. I don't know. You must have, every second ad would have been gambling ads for sure.
Oh, loads of those.
Yeah.
And
if you're lucky, you get the sports bit ads, which are pretty much as a group of comedians. And they're pretending to play cricket in the backyard or just taking the piss out of each other, usually. They're usually the best sports ads. Well, ones that are tolerable. The rest of them should be just, I don't know, shot out of a cannon at a wall. But,
yeah. Although that sports bet company have, for whatever reason, chosen to use the most annoying voiceover artist in the country. He talks like this. He goes, Sportsbet, get on it today. You can get a multi with your mates.
Sounds like Fozzie Bear. Yeah. That's Fozzie Bear, isn't it?
Wacka, wacka, wacka.
Might be Fozzie.
Yeah.
He hasn't been doing much else lately. Maybe he's voicing gambling ads.
My favourite betting company has got to be Ladbrokes, though. It gives you the result in the name, like Ladbrokes.
I don't know how that... That's been around for years. People have no one went, excuse me, just quick, you know, branding meeting. the name.
Yeah.
It's not a problem. But it's pronounced Ladbrokes over here, so it's never been an issue. Yeah, it's spelled Ladbrokes. Oh, quick, another tangent. You said Fozzie Bear.
Oh,
do you know why Fozzie Bear was called Fozzie Bear?
Because, I don't know, because of his pubes?
Because he was a bear. Oh. Like the rim other men? What?
Could have been. No, it's because it was voiced by a guy called Frank Oz, obviously.
Okay. Oh, right, yeah, Frank Oz, because Frank Oz also did Yoda, didn't he?
He did them all.
And these are the other children you're looking for.
Wouldn't it be terrible, though, if you actually got hold of, like, footage of the Muppets swearing, eh?
Use the camera! Yes, that's a fucking excellent idea!
Oh! That's a fucking excellent idea, apparently. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Can we have Hitler talking to the puppets now?
Woo! Cookie, bitch!
Pizza, Elmo!
No, Elmo, I'm afraid I'm too busy right now. I can't you.
Oh, dear, that's a bit rough. I've been seeing these study TikToks recently where it's got someone with a Kermit doll.
Yeah, Omegle.
Yeah. Omegle, yeah, and it... Yeah. Gets his green froggy cock out and, emotionally scars the young children.
Yeah.
Very rum.
Helicopter, helicopter.
Oh, yeah, helicopter. Yeah. Gone are the days when I could do a helicopter. This is...
quick question.
Oh, go on then.
When did you stop doing content on this show?
When do we stop? Episode one.
Oh, episode one. Does that exist, does it?
No.
I've never heard it.
No. We started to record episode one, and there was a risk of there being a bit of content on it, so we set it to a fire, and we then put the fire out with children.
Oh.
Yeah. Content. When have we ever had proper content for the show?
I used to remember coming on this show.
I bet you did.
Now the difference between happy.
It's not very nice. Now you have really upset Goldilocks.
Sorry, I actually pressed that button by mistake. But Stuart was about to mention our content. Go on then.
Well, I just remember when I used to come on, you used to ask me to prepare something.
Yeah, I was going to, but I forgot.
You're phone for it every time.
Yeah, we're too old now.
I've got some anyway, if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah. Right. Yeah, anything to save us from doing any work. Yeah. Love to, mate.
And I don't know, you might need some thinking time. But, it's really just a ham-fisted way for me to mention another podcast.
Right.
So myself and someone else are about to start another podcast, which is called Swinging on the Flippity Flop, and it's a 90s podcast, and it's essentially it's going to be 90s news, which is a bit of a weird concept, but also just looking at certain things and going, all right, was it actually that good a decade, or do we look at it with rose-colored glasses being the, you know, 40-somethings that we are? And I'm very happy. I should give a shout out to OJ because he's really given us a great kind of thing to talk about in the first episode next week. So shout out to OJ. Thank you.
Thanks for the juice.
But the thing I wanted to talk about, because really this podcast is about us being old and trying to kind of get back some semblance of, you know, feeling from, you know, at decades past when we were happy. But in a roundabout way, it's what I wanted to ask is, do you have any old man takes that you're a bit embarrassed about, but like can't help but think?
Old man takes.
Yeah. Like an old man opinion, which is kind of boomerish. And not necessarily in line with your usual thinking, but you just think a certain way about something that you kind of go, well, that's a bit of an old man thing to think.
Yeah, thanks to me and my fellow Gen Xers being shit parents, we've raised a generation of people who are glued and so desperately reliant on their smartphones that they've got the attention span of, I've already forgotten. No, that's supposed to be a joke.
genetic.
Yeah, maybe genetic. Yeah. They've got such a short attention span and no attention to detail. It's like I was sending Tom a message to do something, and he like read about the first sentence, and then there was two other items of note, which he then asked me about. I said, well, you didn't read the whole fucking message then, you stupid cunt. But yeah, if you can't get over what you need to within about 20 seconds of high energy audio, just kids of today, it's just over their fucking heads, isn't it?
See, I thought that about, you know, kids and screens as well, until someone pointed out to me, possibly on the Dad Pants podcast, which is also a great podcast.
It's a very, very good podcast.
Do they spend any more time on their phones than you spent watching TV on weekends as a kid? It's just the screen's different.
Yeah, I didn't watch an awful lot of TV, though. I was more into me comic books and sci-fi novels and stuff, yeah.
You know, I got shoved outside. Go outside and play with your brother.
Is that because only about five households had a TV when you were a kid?
Well, no. My mum had the TV room, and she was always selling pins there. So,
I did wartime ones.
Yeah. No, I just didn't tend to watch it really. I really only watched TV like Friday night, Saturday when the grandparents came over to watch World of Sport with Dickie Davis. Isn't it marvellous? Oh, God, I'm going to need to find that theme tune now, because that was a fantastic... That told you that it was Saturday, it was the weekend. You know, you got over the sheer excitement blast that was Tiz Was, and then, World of Sport. Was that ITV or was that BBC, Dom? Can you remember?
ITV.
It was ITV, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's a really good point there, Stuart. I think you have... If this technology that we've got now, we have technology at every point. Obviously, technology just means the stuff that's out at the current time. So the technology, BMX, it was doing other things, and the things that we did just as much as the kids do on the screens now. And if we had the screens back then, we would have done it.
Well, yeah, it makes you wonder also whether going back further, if parents were coming in the room going, "Get off that fucking gramophone."
Yeah, that's exactly what it would have been. It's technology has progressed and progressed.
Yeah. Hello.
Okay. The new thing, and kids are occupied with it. Hey, reading again? Get outside.
Well, it looks like we got ourselves a reader.
What you reading for?
That's very strange, actually. There's been about four different people that I know in varying degrees of knowingness. Four different people who have mentioned Bill Hicks or referenced Bill Hicks in the last 2 days. Strange, maybe, that.
Maybe they're going to do with George Carlin and bring him back.
George Carlin, not so hot on him, but Bill Hicks, he would a man, wouldn't he?
No, I like George Carlin, but did you see the AI special they did with him?
Oh, yeah. No. Didn't his family sue about that? Or his estate, sorry?
Oh, some of the estate did, yeah.
AI George Carlin?
Yeah, they fed all George Carlin's output into the computer and then created a special based
upon it. Oh, right.
I can't comment. I've not watched it, but... I imagine it was shit.
Well, there's been this app or it was like website that's been around for a few years now, you know, all prior to everyone calling anything remotely intelligent AI. There's this place called Lyrabird where you'd have to read, a couple of pages of keywords and stuff. And once those were in, the actual engine could then create like the individual syllables, phonemes and whatever in that voice. And, you know, that technology's been there for quite some time. I think everyone's just calling everything AI now just to shove a couple more dollars on the end of it.
Yeah.
It's good for me, though, because, like, in podcast producing, I use a program called Descript. And essentially...
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. You won't be saying that when AI robots are coming around and kicking me out of my home and, you know, stripping me naked and making me work in a field. Maybe not, but I'll have bigger problems at that point. but, yeah, essentially you load in the audio file. It gives you a transcription. You do all your edit on text level rather than audio level. So you just go in and cut out the words, ums and ahs, and it fixes your audio file for you, nipping all that stuff out.
Brother, no.
Then also, if the program has enough text or audio from one person to build a profile on them, you can just have them say whatever you like. So if I forget to get somebody to say a line for an intro or an outro or whatever, I can just ask this program to get them to say it for me.
And this is all on Descript, yeah?
Descript, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Oh, look, there's a free tier. Oh, there we go.
You probably get 10 minutes of free transcription with it.
Oh, yeah, 1 hour a month.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's lucky that Kat and I just use our phones and not use proper microphones, because obviously the audio clarity won't be as good then, so you won't be able to do as much.
Oh, and the other great thing is it's got just a magic button you press, and it can fix up your sound to make it not sound like you're recording in a bathroom or whatever echoey room noise and shit are all around you. So,
ooh, that sounds quite interesting. Right. Yes, okay.
It's very good.
Yeah. I might see if I can get a trial of that and have a play with it. I like playing with new toys. Toys are good.
Are you ready for my old man take?
Actually, nothing would please me more.
I don't
know. Except that cock sucks and come to your bathroom more.
Okay.
So this is the take, and it makes me feel like I shouldn't have this opinion, but I do, and I can't help it, right? So people who use a certain thing to get famous and succeed, and then turn around and complain that people only think of them for that thing. So, Sydney Sweeney, we're all aware of her.
Mm. Who?
Okay, all right. I'm talking to the wrong crowd here.
Yeah,
She's a gorgeous young actress who does a lot of sexy nudie roles.
Right. Fucking hell. Yeah. Hello.
And now she's come out. She's come out and said that she's sick of people treating her just as a sex object and sex symbol.
Right.
That's how you got famous. You use that to get famous.
Yeah.
But so there's nothing wrong with changing a mind.
It's fine to change your mind, but you can't be annoyed with people for seeing you that way when you presented yourself that way to have a career. Same thing with Rebel Wilson. I don't know if you know her, but she's
I'm looking forward to her.
So she's come out and she's complaining that early on she got cast as fat characters, and a lot of fat jokes made about her in a sitcom called Pizza. What's it called?
Sons and Daughters.
Fat Pizza.
Fat pizza, yeah.
Fat pizza. Jesus Christ.
So she chose to be on the show. She chose to be involved in all those scenes that have fat jokes. And now, years later, she's ripping on that sitcom for the fat jokes.
Yeah. She's always been the fat friend, and now she doesn't want to be. Now she lost a bit of weight and she's got a book to sell. It's now.
Exactly.
I can't believe I'm typecast.
In both cases, it's fine to say, I want to be seen in a different way. It's not fine to turn around and say, all you people are wrong for seeing me this way, because that's how you've presented to get a career. Anyway, that's been Old Man Takes with Stu.
Right. And has anyone else got an old man take? Had I known we were going to do this, I could have come up with a really hilarious sting. Old man takes. Shibbity shibbity bub bub.
Get off my grass.
My ass.
Well, I've got another one here if you
let me think.
Want a bit more thinking time.
Yeah, go for it.
And it's not really – I don't feel embarrassed about this one. It's just an old man take because I don't understand.
Go on, then.
People who film themselves crying on TikTok and Instagram.
That's
a half of TikTok.
Yeah. Yes.
It makes my spine want to leap out of my body. It's just so awful. So do – it's the thought process of going, I've thought of an idea. Set up my camera. Start crying and film it.
Oh, yeah, very attention seeking. It's like those people saying, oh, I never knew I looked like this when I was sleeping. It's like, no, you're quite clearly just lying still. There's no way that your selfie camera was angled so fucking perfectly. You attention seeking whore. I'm referring to men as well as women.
I think the ones that are crying, I mean, a lot of the time their camera stuff would already be set up or they talk to their followers, whatever. No matter how many there are, there could only be six, but they'll still be doing the same thing.
That's a lot.
Six, fucking hell, it's about, what, seven more than us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll still be talking or venting or crying about whatever, overheated their latte or something. And, and yeah, that's because that's just what they do. They've been just sharing everything on social media constantly to allow the serial killers to find them more easily. And that's just what they do.
They gave me a Beaujolais instead of a claret.
Yeah. if it's already streaming and they have a little breakdown and a cry, then that's one thing. But I think what Stuart's referring to is the people who set the camera up then get themselves upset and cry, but then release it. It's not like it's like there's steps involved. It's not like it accidentally broadcast for everyone. There's steps involved. I understand completely what you're saying. There's nothing worse.
Oh, the idea that you're trying to trick people into you've caught me in a really candid moment here.
I wasn't just being fake. That's obviously just dog shit wrapped in cat shit.
Yes.
Dog shit wrapped in cat shit.
All right.
I like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is this old man or just kind of conspiracy theory while we're talking about TikTok, but I don't believe TikTok numbers. I don't believe that they're all inflated, I'm sure, to get people to like TikTok more.
Yeah, you can.
It doesn't make sense, some of the numbers, compared to when you stack up what a kind of video on TikTok gets compared to Instagram. It's bizarrely inflated. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, you can buy bloody followers and likes anyway, so it's very hard to see and judge.
You do
on Instagram too. I was having an argument with someone on Twitter the other day. I thought, right, both bells are you, mate, with your fucking blue tick. I thought, well, hang on, let me do a little bit of research, see who this chap is. They're probably at least a little bit famous or something. No, he had about 11 followers and he was following about 50 people. The twat with that little sort of traffic had bought his own blue tick. I thought, right, you cunt, you're getting it now.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's on Twitter.
Yes. Sorry, X.
But the best thing about that is because that idiot Elon Musk, when he was setting up the blue tick thing, like, you can just buy that. So people were buying Tesla and then getting it verified, and then they were making fun of him with that. So that was good. Oh, our cars just keep exploding. And because he sacked half of the company that were doing the admin thing online, their accounts don't go down for days. So they're out there just tweeting about how Teslas burn and kill people and all this other shit just to rip on Elon. Well, that's nice.
He's a fucking turnip, that bloke, though, isn't he?
Yeah, I know. Okay, old man take.
Yes, go on then.
All right. What does my head in is people that transition, well, it's not just people, it's men that want to transition, and that's fine. It's people that want to transition from male to female should be completely allowed to do that and live who they want to be sure. With who they want to be. But when they want to, I'm 6'5" and I was a fairly good athlete, but now I want to compete with women. Hang on, this person, they're not as big or as fast or as strong as you. You obviously have an advantage. And then crying because they can't do it.
Yeah, that's a bit
You get equality. You don't get to I get to do everything women do, no matter what. No, you don't. What you want now is an advantage
You get a mediocre swimmer who all of a sudden is fucking blitzing records because they've transitioned and become a woman. But they've still, like you say, 220 pounds of fucking pure muscle, 6'6".
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a dodgy one to police, isn't it?
They transitioned and then they broke all the records for their weightlifting division. So there's a weightlifting coach. He said, well, okay, well, I'm going to identify now. So he went identified and then he went and broke her records the same day. And then she was complaining about it. So that's not fair. He said, well, did you think it was fair?
Right.
It's
murky.
And you've got to be so careful what you say, because I'm quite, in case you hadn't noticed, I'm fairly clumsy with the way I put my thoughts and feelings across anyway, so I have to be very careful when I'm talking about the old trans thing, because I don't want to come across as a TERF or anything like that. I don't want to come across as a JK Rowling.
The whole segment's a bit interesting.
I think they should be allowed to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But it can't be a case of, well, I want to do everything and then have an advantage over these women that have just been like, okay, I want to play sport and I want to do this. But then all of a sudden someone turns up and they've gone through male puberty and they've grown an extra, 6 inches on top of what the average woman does. They've put on extra, they've got more bone density, muscle mass.
Well, it's not equality because
it's
there's
not
a biological advantage.
You've got So you've got women that was that have been women since birth. You know what I mean? Who have sort of like really fucking worked at it, disciplined themselves, dieted, done all the proper prep and stuff to achieve great sort of like sporting heights and stuff. And then you get someone who, you know, yeah, fair enough. They decided that they want to be a woman. Fine. But they won't have to do any of the prep and stuff because they're already sort of muscly and, yeah, as you said, Kat, went through the male puberty thing and, you know, I've got these raging muscles and, it's a bit of an unfair... Bloody hell, this is a bit sensible, isn't it?
I think I can get us out of it.
We're not getting out of this yet.
How many bodies have you had?
No. I honestly believe, and it always used to be like a joke, and then that people used to say, but I actually think it's going to become real quite soon. And this is not anything to do with this. Everyone says, like, we should have an Olympics, but everyone is allowed to take as many steroids as they want, and then we'll see, like, second 100 meters and stuff like that. And someone's actually legitimately saying, well, actually, that might be an idea. Maybe we could do that. So I think eventually this will become, or what it should become, might become, is you should have it.
I didn't hear a word of that, Kat.
I can't speak. I think whatever you're born as is should determine which category of.
It's or yours.
Olympics, you do, but there should also be a transitional Olympics where if the people who are transitional should be able to compete against each other.
Okay.
And I know that's not the. I know that's probably not.
Oh, this is the one has men's and women's sports. It'll just be sport. It'll just be the 100 meters, and the women have to compete with the men, and it'll be even then.
Fucking hell! It's just a bit of a minefield at the moment now. My white middle-aged liberal sort of we should have had a good jingle for that. Well, there you go. There's another idea for podcast there, Stuart. Old man takes.
Do you have a jingle for my wallet?
Oh, has it had a bit of a what's it-ing?
It's had the mother of all seeing to's.
Oh, well, in which case... Right.
How much has Kat's wallet been raped this week?
The silky tones of Mr. Buckland. Hold up, my David.
Yes.
Okay, so the raping that my wallet got. See, we're actually selling our house. So,
Tory.
So... And we thought, oh, we should probably do, let's put our best foot forward and see what we need to fix up. And, okay, we should do a bit of painting inside because some of the whites have sort of yellowed a bit near where the, so there's a lot of sun coming through the window. Oh. So we've had it's a big yellow thing in the sky where the heat comes from.
Right.
You might have seen a picture of it before, Don.
What's that, Ben?
Keep growing, you'll find it.
Yeah. So we've had some painting done, and then the more they painted, the more other things sort of come. Well, this is actually white. So now this wall over, this is looking a yellowish tint. The white's faded. So we ended up painting pretty much most of the inside of the house. Though that was about $6,000, I think.
Yeah, I would have done it for £50.
Fucking hell. Yeah, you're describing any living room in England in the 1980s because everyone smoked so much everywhere. You come to move house or you'll take the picture down and all of a sudden you'll realise that your walls are actually fucking yellow. Your wood chip's not white. And that's what you just described. $6,000.
Yeah. Blimey. $6,000 for paint inside the house and... there's some cracks in the render on the outside, so we have to get that patched up and that painted. So that was $4,000 to paint that.
Bloody hell. You're painting with gold leaf or something?
Yeah.
No, it's called inflation.
Inflation!
Yeah, and then there's a thing on the front veranda, which is this decorative wood thing.
Veranda. Nice girl, veranda. Yeah.
The front one, not the back one, the front one. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, the front one. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. There's this decorative wood thing, which is basically look like sleepers, which have been bolted to the house and then painted a sort of a grey colour. Anyway, the cockatoos and the ants thought this thing tasted like magic. Fucking pecking at it, eating it, and living in it for the last decade. And it was pretty much just the shell. And the inside of it was all gone, all filled with ant and ant eggs. So we had to get someone to come along and give that some percussive maintenance and then put a new one up. So that was $2,000. What else did we fucking do? We had to get a whole bunch of shit pruned in the garden and dug up and some stuff. So that was another couple of $1,000 for that. So that was cheap.
So there were people just lining up to have a go at your wallet.
It's gaping, my wallet.
Oh dear!
Its rectum has been blown out completely. And then my wife thought, okay, well, if we're going to sell the house, maybe we should get some people. They're called stagers, which you take all your furniture out, or if it's a deceased estate, they just come in because the house has been emptied, and they put furniture, which is I don't know.
Oh, I've seen these.
Apparently expensive.
Yeah, I've seen these in Beverly Hills. The Beverly Hills property thing. Yeah, they do that.
They hire furniture from places,
and then when the people come around, they like it so much, they'll buy it from these furniture places at a marked up price. But it sells your house and makes your house look amazing.
Oh right, okay. Blimey, wow! I missed the boat on that one. Every new zeitgeisty things passed me by.
Yeah.
I was going to say, have you tried this when you're selling your house? Have you got any dead patches on your lawn? When we were selling our house, the real estate organized for someone to come around and paint the dead bits green.
Wow.
No, that's we didn't do that, actually.
Very optimistic, isn't it? Like someone walking along going, well, that's a natural green colour right there.
It's iridescent. So we've got actually a couple of spots. We had 2 44-gallon drums for my son's birthday filled with wood, and they were roasting marshmallows on that. So the grass hasn't quite grown back over that yet, but... Yeah, so the two bear patches, but we didn't bother with that. What else do we do? So, yeah, stages, so they charged us, I don't know how much they charged us another couple of $1,000 for furniture and listened to some arty farty fucking twat say, oh, we need to do this over here and we'll take that out. So, my wallet has been fucking hammered left, right, and centre. We had an electrician came in and changed some of the light fittings. Had the light battens changed to down lights.
It's dark in here.
So that was nice. What else did we do? I don't know. But yeah, spent way too much money. For this fucking house, better sell.
Did you say you were moving closer to the city? Is that right?
Yeah.
See, is it so it's a smaller place?
At the moment it's a smaller place, but it's also a smaller, about to get fucking knocked down place. And we're gonna build a house there.
See, I'm worried about that. Works... Sorry.
You shouldn't.
No. Are you in your rental now?
No, we're not renting anywhere. We're staying here until it sells, and then we'll get a rental next to the high school where my son goes so he can finish his last year of high school.
Yeah, that's what I'm under.
And then we'll rent until the house is built. Yeah, so that'll be fun. I can't wait to move more furniture around and pay more money to people, fucking things and stuff.
In the chat group you put the video in the chat group and it looks amazing.
It does rather.
Is it Mernda, the area, the suburb or wherever you are? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yep.
Google Maps.
Do you want me to say for why I know exactly where Cat's house is?
Do you want that on the record?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's this meta thing called Earth 2, which I got really, really into.
Oh, God.
I've been along with it. And one of the first pots I bought was a 10x10 meter on Cat's house. So that's why I know exactly what it is.
Because I heard you talking about that a while ago. So has your property value gone up since you were talking about it?
How long ago was that?
Oh, it's a couple of years now, isn't it?
Property values here have gone up. There's an extra digit on it now.
I was talking about Earth 2.
Oh.
Yeah, my fake ones. They have gone up marginally, but the whole Earth 2 thing is not what I thought it was going to be. So the whole concept behind it, I thought it was going to be like Ready Player One. And literally, you'll go into the metaverse and then you could be on your plot and viewing the whole world from there and you jump to another bit and it's not really going on. It's just a basically online
game. That's just a scam.
Well, yeah, you keep talking about fucking cryptocurrency and stuff like that, and then there's people going on about liquidity pools, whatever they are. I've no idea, but I've spent a few hundred quid on it, and according to the
Sounds a bit complicated.
Worth about 1,500 quid, the property alone, and all the other stuff that comes with it. So I could probably try it. If I wanted to, I could more than make my money back if I sold all the things. I just can't be out. But it's not what I thought it looked quite nice, that area where you live, Kat.
It is pretty good out here. Like, it's there's a few dickheads that drive around too fast and... but no more than anywhere else, and it's generally quiet. But my wife works in Collins Street in the city, and my youngest son has started his early course at Melbourne Uni, so he'll be going there again next year. Which
there's a couple more things to add to your notebook, Don.
So I was over in France the other day.
The oldest one, he's still in Cannes.
That's what you
just
think.
Just hoity-toitying around with his TV series, mate.
Sorry, my cat's licking its ass for an unusually long time. It's distracted me.
Well, he's waiting for you to hurry up and come.
That's too long. That is too long.
Go get to the vinegar stroke, old fucker.
All right, do you want one more old man take?
Absolutely. Why not indeed, yeah.
I don't know if it's an old man take or just a I'm not sure whether I should be thinking this take or not, but
that sounds good.
I apologize also that I didn't give you any time to think about it. I came up with it 10 minutes before we jumped on here, so apologies.
That's fair enough, mate.
Are you ready?
I was born ready, motherfucker.
Yep.
Drag. You know, the art form of drag.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Cars.
That's just blackface for sexism.
What?
No, not drag cars. Drag when people dress up as women.
As in RuPaul.
Okay.
Isn't that as bad as blackface in that you're dressing up as...
No. Didn't it all... I don't know. Do we love it?
Well, fuck, who throw you out?
So you have men dressing up as women and doing an exaggerated, not too complimentary women characters.
Yeah, that came from Shakespeare, though, didn't it?
Why is the concept of that different?
Well, because it's not based on decades and hundreds of years of slavery.
Oppression.
Possibly, and racism.
You don't think women have been oppressed for centuries?
No, they've had it easy. You fucking buy them a nice kitchen.
To be fair, people didn't dress up as blackface.
That was a joke.
I don't think it's that. I think if anything, it's gender appropriation. It's someone who dresses, it's a man dressing up as a woman. He's and then acting like, oh, I'm a silly woman. Look at me.
But
I'd say if anything, it's not guilty of sexism. It's guilty of gender appropriation.
I really need to know more about things.
But they're dressed up as women and being hysterical, screechy, over made up, caring about appearances style characters. I don't think that's very complimentary.
Cancelled.
This is why I did it at the end, so you can just nip it out.
Back to Hitler.
Listen, I'm not saying that I approve of blackface. Let's get that on the record.
I think you'll find by the time I've edited this show that it's exactly what you have said.
All I'm saying is, is not the concept of drag in the same ballpark. And I'm not talking about who has it worse. I'm talking about the idea of doing it.
I think we should put it out to the listeners to see what they think.
Yeah, I personally think you just describe an Instagram and every other form where people put on a front that's not them for...
Imagine putting on a front and where it's not you.
Yes, that would be
unbearable.
All right. Can you just please all assure me that you understand what I'm talking about on a concept level?
Yeah.
Not that I approve of blackface and think that everyone should be having a crack at it.
You're not a Stormfront website in Australia.
Correct. In Australia.
No, I know exactly where you're coming from, Australia. It's just that we're not used to such cerebral content on this show.
It's Luton.
Bless you.
You're welcome. I've got one.
Well, you better make sure it's covered up then.
I've got a small one. I've got one.
There you go.
What? Is it Saturday?
Yeah, it's Saturday and Dom's about to say something.
I've got a dad's take.
Go on.
I find it annoying when people celebrate their stupidity, when they take great pleasure in saying, oh, I don't know how to do that, then learn.
Yeah.
The number of times I've shown someone how to work a remote control, like you press source and you're going to put it over there, and then you get a phone call. Yeah, the TV's gone off. I don't know how to work it. I've shown you 3 times. Yeah, no, but I haven't got time to that. I haven't got time to learn about that. It's like, it's very, very simple.
What they're saying is I'd rather annoy you to do it for me.
Yeah, it's beneath me. I don't want to do it, and I don't want to have the knowledge of how to do it. I want to get someone else to do it. It's like cat with his garden.
I think it's even worse than blackface. Speaking of, in a very loosely, well, it's not exactly blackface. My favourite band of last year, Sleep Token, they've all got this theatrical thing where they use theatrical paint to sort of darken themselves. So they're kind of like apparitions and stuff. They just did a load of gigs in Melbourne. But neither of you two goits went.
No.
Or me?
Well, yeah, you live in Australia.
Yeah. Do you know how far away Sydney is from Melbourne?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're Sydney, aren't you? It's about half hour down the road, isn't it?
It's one, at least one UK, probably one and a half UKs away.
Yeah.
I take it you've been shopping today, haven't you? That's a bit fucked up, what's happened.
What? What?
Someone going mad, running around a ball with a knife and killing eight people.
Where's it? I saw that on the news. And some female cop unalived the perpetrator, apparently.
Unalived? Yet again.
That's another thing. Oh.
Yes. Go on, Stuart. You'll be more expressive.
I don't want to take away from the awful thing that we're talking about. Because, on that, apparently, the guy, it was his partner, and his partner left him a year ago. And so he stalked her to the shopping center, stabbed her and the baby that she'd had with another man.
Fucking hell, man.
And then went on just a rampage, stabbing randoms throughout the shopping center. The mother's died. They haven't said whether the baby's died or not. But
Jesus, man. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Comedy podcast.
Well, I'll bring it back around because on the new podcast, Swinging on the Flippity Flop, out soon or now, depending on when this is released. That's one of the things we talked about. I don't understand whether this term unalived is it ironic? Is it ironic people speak, or is it people honestly think that that's more euphemistic than saying someone died?
No, I'm saying it in a stupid ironic sense because I'm a fucking idiot. But I think it was originally used to get around the rather strict and sometimes bizarre censorship that you get on platforms like TikTok and what have you.
Auto censorship.
And that's the point I was going to make is a lot of these little terms like unalive and they're not allowed to show guns and these have all filtered into quote unquote real life now and people say it not unironically. You just did, but actually, I just saw this cat unalive on the road on the way to work. It's terrible.
Oh no, people who use it in dead serious, they deserve to be killed.
People use it. In real life, it's almost like saying, "Oh yeah, I'm just going to go into the shop. # need a sandwich, dickhead." Do you know
fuck
what I mean?
Fuck that shit.
Damn right.
I like that grab. Dennis Hopper, RIP. Can I ask a quick question before we go? I assume we're going, are we?
Possibly. Who can tell? Not me. That's for sure. Go on.
Wasn't Tom in the middle of an old man take?
No, that was kind of, I forgot how I'm distracted.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, you started talking about people murdering babies and we got off track a little.
Yeah.
You're approaching your 500th show here.
Yes, sir, we are. But this is number 488, so...
Are you going to have like a variety show style spectacular with old hosts and guests and someone coming out in a house band and all that sort of stuff?
The I think we should just skip it and go to the 501st.
If it wasn't for the fact that it would upset my OCD so much, I'd be up for that. I don't think the old host thing is going to work. One I can't get hold of. There's one I don't want to get hold of. Has anyone heard from Bon recently? I've not heard from him in a while. I chat with Sam occasionally on online on Feces Book. Almost bumped into Charlie Finnegan at a gig once.
How do you almost bump into someone?
Well, because we were chatting on Facebook. He said, oh, we're at the same gig. I went, oh, right, okay, can't. good old Mr. Jerry. Well, fuck knows what happened to him.
Yeah, he was funny, man.
He was.
Here's a question.
Yeah, go on then. Questione Eddie.
How is it that your bladder's got better as you get older? Because you used to stop in the middle of a show to piss out your window, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, but that's because I was drinking constantly, and I don't drink anymore.
But surely you drink water and stuff now.
I do drink a fair amount of water, but I tend to stop drinking fluids around 8 o'clock of an evening because of my old shriveled up bladder, penis. Bladder, yeah, penis bladder.
He has loads of edibles, or daddy sweets as he calls them. So, what he's done, which you've not noticed, he's taken three shits during the recording of this show.
Actually, funny you should say that.
I did see him squirm in his chair a little.
Yeah, well, that's because I was squirming in my chair, and then I suddenly had to sort of like try and like pull it back in because I thought, oh, hang on a minute, that's not going to end up as just a fart. So it's a quick reverse, you know, when you have to put your shit into reverse. There should be a name for that, when you have to suck up your own shit to make sure you don't kek your pants. Answer that and stay fashionable.
Touch and cloth.
Hey, why don't
lettuce leaf
the Casts of Mirth fellas do podcasts anymore?
I have no idea, but in a bizarre twist, I'm actually seeing Dr. Norman Trousers. No show next.
It can't be because they don't have anything to talk about anymore, because they never did.
Well, this is true. No, I don't know. They've not done one in a few years, but I'm seeing Dr. Norman Trousers next Saturday to go to a gig. Probably won't be a show next Saturday. We are going to see, I never know how to pronounce their name, but it's, but they're like, are a funky gits, CYMANDE. I don't know if that's Simande, Simon, I'm going to embarrass myself here. But I remember listening to them very stoned back in the day with Dr. Norman Trousers, and he said, they're playing, do you want to go see him? And I went, you're all right. But that's actually the same day that my 76-year-old father is taking his first solo flight in a biplane. Since he was since my mum passed for Christmas, he's just doing everything at the moment because he used to fly quite a lot, and he's getting his pilot's license back again. Bless him.
Okay, now.
I know, man. Oh, that's the point, actually. Next Saturday morning is record shop day in England, so I must go to my local street of shops and buy lots of vinyl that I don't really need.
Oh, God. All right, so what have you guys got planned for the rest of your weekend?
Well, after this, I'm going to have a massive shit. And then I was going to drop some more edibles, but my daughter Jet, she's up in London going to a gig with a friend of hers. It's the first time she's been to London without me sort of like chaperoning her. So I better remain vaguely able to drive just in case something goes wrong and I have to go and rescue her. But other than that, I'm going to see.
So they do drug tests when you're driving.
Which is why I'm not going to take any. which is a shame because I really, really, really fancy some. Tomorrow I'm going to see Simon, the drummer from my band, because I ain't seen him in a while. We might have a little jam and stuff. But other than that, I've got nothing really planned. What about you lovely bastards?
Is that Gay Parlance?
Gay Parlance, that's my drag name.
Don't get
you bastard.
Fucking hell, here we go. What have I got planned? I've got fuck all planned. I've had a shit time at work. I have to do my edit.
Oh no, man. You've had a few bits of at work recently, mate. That's not good, dude.
Yeah, there's been a vast amount of it to get through, and it's just not
vast
been...
difference, yeah.
So I'm doing fuck all to do with work. I found out today that a job I had applied for didn't get in, even get to an interview stage, which was really depressing me.
Fucking cunts.
Yeah, so I'm...
They obviously found the podcast.
Yeah, we were listening to some shows you've been on, Mr. Your takes on your take on black trans Hitlers was quite interesting. Black trans Hitler. Well, there we go. There's a podcast title.
Oh, please don't.
What? Black trans Hitler. Come on, it's got to be done.
Talking about trying to avoid auto algorithm.
I think I'll be doing as little as possible. I don't think anything planned.
Well, you can't afford to do anything, can you?
No, I've got no money left.
Certainly got enough some air.
For our house yesterday, ooh, missus. They're coming back, I think, next week with their husbands. They've had a look and they like the house. So today I was probably going to relax. That's about it, I think.
So there's something to look forward to when you move into a new house, but you have to wait for the rest of the family to go out shopping or something, and that's when you have to christen each of the rooms.
Yeah.
I have to have a wank in each room before you can consider it like moved into.
Yeah, you have to rape a dog in every single... you have to have a wank in every single room.
Yep. What about you, Stu? What are you up to?
Oh, well, it's Sunday here, so I've only got one day of the weekend left.
You're in the future. Yeah.
Well, a bit of podcast editing.
Oh, good. With these scripts.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. See if I can avoid mowing the lawn for another week.
Paint it green.
You've got children, don't you?
Spray it.
No, they're not here. They're off living lives.
Oh my God!
You let them live lives. You've learnt nothing.
Yes, and various other.
Start it and start pushing it around the backyard.
Oh, my kids are unco though; they'll run straight over their foot within 10 seconds, guaranteed.
Oh no!
Do you have that term in the UK? Unco, uncoordinated.
We just say clumsy cunt.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
That's the one.
My favourite things about Australia, the word is, can be shortened. So it's tradies and it's unco, and I love that. Spark it. I used to work with somebody who was Australian, and when he spoke to another member of the team, who was called Ian, he called him E.
Oh, my God. Yes, E.
Oh, God.
Hey, E, what are you doing? Safe in time. What are you doing?
and if there's two people with the same sounding first letter?
Don't. If people start to talk about stupid ways of making things easier, then I'm going to start to have to moan about these TikToks where people have life hacks where the process actually takes about four times longer than it would if you'd done the job fucking properly in the first place. Look at this life hack. Fuck off.
I know half of them. Like, look at this life hack. It's like, no, that's how the machine's designed to do the job that it's doing. It's not a life hack. It's doing what it's supposed to do.
Life hack.
You just didn't know it, did they?
Their mother should have swallowed. What?
I think the last thing I'll do is maybe cook some chicken and try and find something to watch with my wife in amongst the hours of fucking shit to trawl through to find something good on the streaming services.
Bags, a Serbian film.
As well as regretting coming on this podcast.
We'll have to get you to record something for the 500th, Stuart.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think I'll do that with my dad pants colleagues if I can get them all in the same place at the same time.
That would be absolutely lovely.
You just use Descript to make it up.
Yeah. Well, Bill Haywatt's.
That's a bloody good point.
Oh, fucking hell, yeah.
I can do that now.
We don't need them anymore. What you can do is sack them and just use Descript.
We could sack each other.
Things to say for all of
us. That's what all the strikes were in Hollywood about, is digital images and digital representation of people. So an extra will go and do one day's work, be scanned, and then never get paid again because they'll just stick in everything. Yeah. And that's what you're going to do to your cast co-host, isn't it?
Well,
go to hell in a handbasket.
I don't think the revenue drop for them for what we earn for the podcast isn't going to be significant. It'll be all right, I think.
Well, I think what you should do is you should not do that. You should just turn on a news channel because in about 12 minutes, a lot of drones are going to be hitting Israel, and obviously Sky News and I guess the other news channels are all they're doing is got a cityscape up. Just as they're waiting for it. It's that anticipation of like, we're keeping on this shot because there's going to be bombs hitting this in a few minutes.
Right. Oh, don't say that.
Who's sending drones?
Did you say 12 minutes?
They reckon Israel local time at 2 a.m, so that's in 13 minutes time. Iran have sent 100 drones, apparently. So the US and UK are shooting them out of the sky over Jordan and Syria. But they're going to start hitting quite soon.
World War III in about 10 minutes, you're saying?
Well, the guy on the TV is pointing up at the sky and saying, look, there's another one. So I'm guessing they're already.
Can we end this so I can go have one last vlog?
Yeah, probably a good idea.
All right. Nice one, gents. Thanks for turning up and ruining your career, Stu.
Again?
Look, it's already gone, so it's all right.
No, that's all right. That's absolutely bloody lovely. There you go, dear listeners. There's been a nail-biting, butt-clenching, rip-roaring finale to another wonderful episode of StrangeTimeShow.com.
And you can find all of Buckland's, you can find him about 101 metres from any kindergarten.
you need a URL to cover your podcast empire, Stu.
I know. It's been on the list for about 10 years to do.
Oh, right.
Quick, Davey, buy his URL.
Yeah.
Oh,
with my rich Tory money.
And also, if any of you out there have old man takes, keep them to yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Where they're built.
Be racist or sexist.
Like I should have done.
I'm going to lick your ass tonight.
I'm going to lick your ass tonight. Your ass tonight. I'm going to lick your ass tonight. Your ass tonight. I'm going to lick your ass tonight. Your ass tonight. I'm going to lick your ass tonight. Your ass tonight. I'm going to lick your ass tonight. Your ass tonight, I'm gonna lick your ass.